Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Weekly Highlight Podcast. We had a jam-packed week here on the podcast, starting with Arizona State offensive coordinator Rob Likens. Coach Likens shared with Coach Grabowski some of his goals as not just a football coach, but as a coach of young men.
My main concern coming into this thing was I wanted, when these guys walked out of here, I wanted them to know about the failures, learning from failure, and the things that I've seen that you shouldn't do. That's really some of the best things to ever learn in life is what not to do.
Coach Likens also shared his thoughts on how coaches need to practice what they preach to their players.
That means it's sometimes you have to sacrifice what you want to do for the betterment of everybody else involved. There's going to be times where you're not very good on offense, but your defense is great. And all you're going to hear in the media, all you're going to hear is how good the defensive coordinator is and all the jobs he might be getting and the opportunities and our offense is not any good and blah, blah, blah. And that's hard, man. It's not easy. We're all human. But you got to do whatever it takes. This is the greatest team game on the planet. And what happens is as coaches, if we're not careful, we can become hypocrites. Because we preach every day to our kids, the team first, team first, team first. Be a team player, sacrifice for the team, when we're not willing to do it as coaches in our own little world of offense and defense and special teams. And I just think, you know, the kids see that, and I think it's hypocritical for us to be preaching, be a team player, but we're not willing to be a team player on offense. If your defense is struggling, hey, you know what? It's more important that I take time off the clock than to score a dang touchdown right here, to be honest with you. And that's called winning the game today. And I learned that from Herm, and it's something I've always believed in.
On Tuesday, Coach Vassar took us on a deep dive into the mind of Coach Brandon Lechtenberg and how he attempts to defend RPOs.
Overall, when it comes down to defending RPOs, to me it kind of comes down to there's three different ways to do it. You can do it with scheme, which is what I'll spend the bulk of today talking about, front coverage blitz. I mean, there's ways to change your scheme up. You can defend it with technique, and part of that is teaching your linebackers maybe how to be a little bit slower, understanding the quarterback isn't a run threat right now, so they can hang in that zone a little bit more. You can change the depth of your safeties, have them roll down a little bit tighter or start a little bit deeper, trying to influence what you want out of it. And then you can influence it with disguise. And really, that's probably the thing. And when I look back at what I've done over the years, I've probably spent a lot of time on scheme and technique and not a lot of time on disguise. And if you're one of those guys that says, hey, we're going to set three techniques in the field and we're going to play cover four and cover three and that's it, we're not going to make changes schematically, that's fine. You can still be successful. Now you're looking at defending RPOs with technique and disguise. How do you disguise your coverage? How do you adjust and tweak your techniques, whether it's a defensive line technique or a linebacker technique or a DB technique, to make it muddy for the quarterback?
Next, Coach Grabowski shared some of his notes from the famous OC Magic Conference put together by Coach Tony Franklin. First, he shared some of his thoughts he gathered about how to put together an offensive system each year.
Then Coach talked about how do you put your system together each year that's going to fit your personnel. So he had an order in which he looks at things. Number one, you want to begin with the quarterback and the backup quarterback and really understand what each of those guys can do, because you can't necessarily get by with one quarterback these days. Then think about the offensive line. What things are they going to be good at? Then think about the running backs, and finally think about the receivers. And he was emphatic that it has to come in that order. Quarterbacks, O-line, running back, receivers. You don't want to say, well, I got a 4-3 receiver and we're going to do this, because it might not fit for those other guys within your program.
Coach also shared some of the characteristics of being a good coordinator in today's game.
Finding out who you are and really being true to yourself. So, characteristics of a great offensive coordinator. Detailed. Or not. Masterful scripts for every situation, or no scripts at all. Detailed planning, no planning. Throw first and often to set up a run, or run first to pass. Conservative, never taking a chance. Or a risk taker who never punts. Somebody with a detailed playbook, or somebody with no playbook at all, like Hal Mumme. Someone who's a hard ass and cusses players out, or somebody who never cusses at all. Somebody who uses one quarterback and never changes that, or somebody who rotates quarterbacks. Somebody with the athletic running quarterback, or somebody with a pocket passer. Somebody who's spread and never under center, to somebody who's pro style and under center. Long detailed staff meetings, or somebody who never meets. And the point being that we could be any of those things. It has to be true to who we are as a coach and as a coordinator. And that's something that you have to figure out over the time you're doing this. And I think what was great about this event is that these guys shared all kinds of strategies, and we did see them talk about different aspects of it and guys who fit on both sides of the spectrum.
Wrapping up OC Magic, Coach shared some key philosophies from Coach Herb Hand at Texas.
Coach Herb Hand was up next, and of course, he started with some stories and he shared his introduction to football as a youth football player, which was pretty comical. From there, he went into some of his philosophy and where they're at Texas and what they've created there. So they are a two-back run play-action team that will keep constant pressure on the defense and defensive coaches by six things. Number one, using tempo to control the game and keep the defense in check. Number two, a balanced attack, and we'll get into some notes on what coach feels a balanced attack means. Three, misdirection in the run and passing game. Number four, stretching the field vertically and horizontally. Number five, presenting multiple personnel groupings. And number six, attacking the defense with option principles in the run game, that being zone read, power read, and RPOs.
And finally, today, Coach Grabowski spoke with Coach Rob Everett, the former defensive coordinator for Bridgewater and the Memphis Express, about the influence that analytics are having on tackling.
We're serious about tackling, and we're coming at it from a scientific way. This is not an opinion of, you know, you're a good or bad tackler, which may be true in the sniff test version, but this is the other way to look at it, like we were talking about before. You know, here's the information that says that you may be a good tackler from a make-miss standpoint, but there's too many yards after contact, which means your feet aren't going. You know, or based on the coverage that you're playing, you should be factoring in more on running plays that occur in the alley. And it's important not to get overwhelmed by that, and this is where you kind of work into it. But this is the information that can come out of looking at the tackle like this, where you can connect this whole thing to scheme.
Thanks for listening to the Coach and Coordinator podcast this week. If you're a fan of the show, please make sure to follow us on our Twitter account for coaches, at FBDevCoach. Read our show notes, analysis, and coaching articles at blogs.usafootball.com. And check out our systems for tackling, blocking, and defeating blocks at footballdevelopment.com. Finally, make sure to subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Google Play, and Spotify, as well as give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Make sure to check back next week for more great content.